1 hour later, he was furiously working on this lock. He was dripping with perspiration from head to toe, and he was physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausted. Over an hour, he has been working, and he was unable to pick the lock. And he virtually collapsed against the cell door, which sprung open. You see, with all the fanfare, with all the press that was there, the police department shut the door of the cell, but they forgot to lock the lock. True story. Houdini, when you think about it, was locked in that cell for an hour, as securely as ever, because he believed it was locked. See, you and I are the same way. We put self-imposed limitations on ourselves. Whether you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you're right. The key is, you don't have to know how. That is the key. The block that everybody has, every single person, when I sit down and I go, what do you want? 10% of the people, their problem is they don't know what they want. Maybe 20%. Either they don't know what they want, or the way that they're describing what they want is they're really describing what they don't want. Like, what do you want? Well, I want a relationship. Okay? Well, what are you looking for in a relationship? Well, I want somebody who doesn't give me a hard time, who doesn't bitch and complain. Stop. You're focusing on bitching and complaining and giving you a hard time. What do you want? Well, I want somebody who, they don't even know what they want. So the first problem is, do you really know what you want, and is it clear enough? Can you really describe it? Because if you can't really describe what you want, then it's not clear. You can't put out a vibration for something that doesn't exist. Does that make sense? So 10 or 20% of the reason that people aren't getting what they want when I sit down with them is, A, they don't know what they want. It's not clearly defined. And if it isn't clearly defined, you can't put out a vibration of what you want when you don't know what it is. You need to know what you want. Do you understand that? You don't get in the car and start driving without knowing where you're going, unless you're just going for a drive. But in that case, you're going for a drive and you're just driving, but you know what you're doing. You must know what you want, and it must be clear. What do you want? I want money. Good, how much? I don't know. That's fine. What do you want the money for? Well, I just know I need money. Oh, good, for what? Stop! If you have to think about it, you haven't clearly defined your dream. I want money. How much? I don't have a specific amount. Okay, what's it for? I really don't have any specific requirements right now. Okay, so now we're talking to feeling. What do you want to feel around money? I want enough money to give me a sense of complete security for the rest of my life. No matter what happens, I will always be able to take care of myself, feed myself, clothe myself, and have a roof over my head. Okay, good. When you think about that, how does it make you feel? Fantastic. I know exactly what I want because I know exactly how I'm going to feel when I get it. That's what I want. Perfect. That's clear. Another person. You want money. Yeah, how much? I want $20,000 a month. Perfect. Guy, right on the money. Okay, how do you feel when you think about it? Well, I have no idea how I'm going to get it. Stop! You're focusing on, I don't know how. You with me? So the first problem people have is they don't know what they want clearly defined. If I were to ask you, what do you want? You better be able to describe it to me. And as you're describing it to me, you should be so smiling and feeling amazing. That's the first test. Do you know what you want? In the way to determine that, whether it's yes or no, can you describe it? I want a new car. Okay, what kind? I really don't know. That's fine. How does it feel when you think of having a new car? You probably aren't going to feel spectacular because you don't have some specificity. Again, the test is real simple. You define what you want, and when you think about it, you should feel amazing. For most people, when it comes to a specific thing like a car, the more specific it is, the better it's going to make you feel thinking about it. While I'm not choosy, it could be a Lexus, it could be a Mercedes, it could be a Cadillac. And I'm not sure, I don't care if I want a two or a four door. That's fine. How does it make you feel? Good. You want to feel better? Go look at Lexus. Go look at Cadillac. Go look at Mercedes. Pick one. Why? Because if you're being completely general on a specific thing, that's good to one extent and not so on the other. Because remember when I said you have to have the feeling as if you've already had it? Right. Well, today, guess what? You just won a prize. That prize is you get to pick out one, just one, brand new car. $150,000 maximum price. Now, you got 5 minutes to choose which car. Do you understand? Now your feeling of excitement goes up dramatically, doesn't it? The feeling of anticipation, as if you already got it, went up. Now you can get that by being general as well, no problem. I'm just trying to help you, give you some other ways to consider things. But the first problem is not defining the dream properly. The second reason you don't have what you want, and this is 80%, if not more, is because when you think about what you want, you're actually thinking about the lack of it. You're actually thinking of what you don't want. You're actually focusing on it not being there. And that process of thinking about it not being there, that's what blocks you. And you know whether you're thinking about what you want or what you don't want based on how you feel. Based on how you feel. There's one key thing I want to talk about here is this. When it comes to making money, when it comes to getting a relationship, when it comes to making all of your dreams come true, the cavalry is not coming over the hill. There's no savior that's coming. The reason you don't have things is not because of the economy, not because of the politicians, not because of who your parents are, or the school you didn't go to, or bad luck. The reason you are exactly where you are is because you've created it. The key, the 10-second miracle, is you need to take 100% responsibility. Know that you can create anything you want in your life. You can have, be, or do anything and everything you want in your life. You want $10,000 in 24 hours? You can get that. You want $100,000 in the next 90 days? You can get that. You want $100,000 in the next 30 days, you can get that. If you can want it and categorically believe that you already have it, you can have it. The problem for most people is even if they want it, they can't believe yet they can have it. So you have to get lower goals that are in the sweet spot. But know and believe that these techniques categorically work. You can have, be, and do anything and everything you want. Just use your own power. You have the creative power within you to make all of your dreams come true. We're going to go to the next CD, and for those in the room, we'll take a 5-minute break.